It's 8:22, and this is Total Information AM. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Scott Jagow, and welcoming back into Studio B, John Hancock. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a great day. A little gloomy, but it's a great day.
And Michael Kelly.
We need the rain, though.
We do.
Because I went over the river in St. Charles yesterday, and it looked like a creek.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. It seemed like we had so much rain earlier in the spring, summer, and now everything's kind of crunchy again. But yeah, hopefully we'll get some rain this weekend. And it kind of rained, John, on Donald Trump's parade this week. He has now said that he is not doing another debate. Initially, he said he wanted to do as many as five. Now he's not going to do another one, but he says it's because he won.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't have to do it again. Your thoughts?
Well, we'll see where the polls end up. I suspect she's going to get something of a bump, although the undecided world is very, very tiny out there. Most people have made up their minds. But if he finds himself 2 or 3 or 4 points down in a number of the battleground states, I think he's going to need another debate to change the trajectory of the line. So he says no, and we'll see. And I would suspect that there's more likely than not there won't be another debate. But a lot of times the polls will dictate tactically where you need to be.
I don't think there'll be another debate. I think he should have wanted a debate. I would have taken Kamala Harris up immediately because, look, the Harris campaign is running a flawless campaign since she became the nominee. They've not messed up. And Donald Trump needs as many public situations for her to have some type of a stumble. And quite frankly, she hasn't. And so why he's taking that tact, I don't know. As an advisor of Donald Trump's, I'd be thrilled that he's not going to go back on television and light himself on fire like he did earlier this week.
Now, even though there was a victory per se for Kamala Harris in that debate, the margins in this election are razor thin. It really is going to come down to the key battleground states, maybe some social media, getting the vote out. I mean, what do you think is going to decide this election, Michael?
Well, I think it may come down to field. You know, John and I, field is the door-to-door shoe leather politics, knocking on doors, making sure that interest groups are getting their constituents out to vote, making sure that if your voters are older, that they have a way to get to the polls. John and I often talk. John's the one who patented this phrase. He says it's kind of like having a field goal in a football game. The Democrats have been doing this. In fact, I was watching MSNBC this morning. I know.
Yes.
They were talking to the Democratic organizer of a county in Wisconsin. That's how granular the Democratic Party's gotten in terms of its advocacy and targeting of voters, while President Trump is more focused on legal bills and eating cats.
One of the reasons that Donald Trump had built such a significant lead against Joe Biden is because there was very low intensity among Democrat voters. And that's what I look at in polls, is the intensity of the electorate. Now, the Trump supporters' intensity is still high. But what happened when you replace a jalopy with an actual car, the Democrats got excited about that. And so their intensity levels are now up. I do fear that Democrats have a better turnout mechanism on the ground. I think the Republican National Committee has been late to this game. We'll see how it goes. I think the election is going to be very, very close. And I just hope that the winner is, not questioned.
Willing to accept the results?
Yeah.
Is winning by 7-8 million votes convincing? No.
No, not to Donald Trump. It's gonna come down to those seven states.
Yeah,
and so, if one or the other of them sweeps the seven states, I think that would be extremely decisive.
Let me ask you this, because about 95% of Donald Trump's staff and cabinet are not endorsing him. Some of them are endorsing Harris. Also, when Taylor Swift, as much as some people want to dismiss her, says register to vote, and they have a 600% increase in registered voters, are those people showing up in the polling? And how much of an effect is that going to have?
Well, I hope they show up to vote this election. And, we've seen bumps in the past when Barack Obama ran the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a bump of young people. Here's the dirty secret about politics. Young people don't vote. We spend a lot of time and energy getting them registered, and quite honestly, they don't vote. Now, I think these are unique circumstances, much like the first Obama campaign. I think Taylor Swift's biggest impact is probably the little voices that are speaking to their parents right now constantly about, hey, you know, Taylor's saying we ought to pay attention to this, that, or the other. So I imagine there's a lot of little voices in parents' heads on the way to school today.
Yeah, I'm a little more dubious about the effect of celebrity endorsements now. Understand that this particular performer has a vast, huge network of fans all over the world. So it could have an impact. As far as whether that gets caught in the polling data, you know, it young people that are planning to vote will take a survey, I think, now. And so I think they will, if they're actually going to turn out, I think they will be reflected in the polling data, because the pollsters, at the end of the day, want to get it right, or most of them do.